This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was singing this morning.
Yeah?
I was singing this morning going through traffic. Man, for whatever reason.
Yeah, traffic, Douglas, is a problem.
Right there. Like, right outside there. What is that? What is that called? Right there? Not the Schuylkill. What is that? The road right here.
There's a lot of roads.
The highway right here. What's it called? You know
it's
called
the Schuylkill. You're
it's
on 76.
The Schuylkill, right?
Yeah.
The Schuylkill. Schuylkill's a beast.
But it only. But you say this as if it's not that way every day.
No, but it's not. It's not, Joe. It's not like some
you
mornings are worse than others.
You send us a text every day that you're stuck.
No.
Every day.
But some days, it seems like it's been more traffic the last couple days.
Have you considered an alternative route?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But the problem is this. That's the most direct route from where I'm coming from.
But if it's direct with traffic, it's longer.
Yeah,
takes more time.
But if I have to navigate through the streets, I just gotta figure it out.
Yeah, well, you do. We all need to figure it out. This segment, ironically, as Hugh talks about his travel, sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding, take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Are all your phone calls coming up? Jordan Davis, fifth-year option picked up. I wouldn't have done it. Eagles did. Hugh likes the idea of having him locked in for a little under $13 million for 2026. And, of course, Trey Turner. Is it time? Is it officially time to move him off a shortstop? I think it is clearly that time. Last night was a disaster. But, Hugh, we got something else going on with the Phillies that we need to discuss.
What
so,
we got?
Ranger Suarez is about ready. He threw 78 pitches. We're going to have Devin on at 1 o'clock today. She's going to give us the latest on the pitching situation.
Right. I got to get some questions asked, Devin. She got mad at me last time.
Devin got mad?
Yeah, because I ain't
I've never seen Devin mad.
Well, she got me in the corner. Was like, why you won't ask no questions? And I was like, Dev, because you answered the questions that I was going to ask.
I didn't know Devin gets mad.
She got mad.
That's a new twist.
She kind of yelled at me. She gave me a mean, dirty look.
No, I think we should lean into this. I think Devin should be angry at Hugh when she joins us.
No, I got to get my notepad because I got to ask some questions today.
Okay.
She was not happy with me.
All right. You could ask her tons of questions about the Phillies. She'll be with us at 1. Elliot's going to join us at 12. But yesterday, Devin and all the other reporters are there, and Topper's talking about the rotation, right? And Ranger's almost ready here. 78 pitches his last time out. He could rejoin the team coming up this weekend. I mean, or they could give him one more rehab start, but he's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
Christopher Sanchez is going to pitch today after that scare last week with the forearm situation. So, Hugh, let's see if we could do quick math here. Zach Wheeler and Jesus Luzardo.
I'm using my fingers.
That's two,
that's
right?
Two.
Christopher Sanchez is three.
Three.
Aaron Nola's four.
Four.
Taijuan Walker's five.
Five.
Ranger Suarez is
six.
That would be a six-man rotation.
And when we get Painter,
that's seven. We can count
to
seven.
Is that the first time that's ever happened? No, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but.
No one's ever done seven.
Okay. Just making sure.
A few teams over the years have done spurts of six. I don't know if anyone's ever done it for a full season. But like when Ohtani was pitching because he needed more time in between, they did a six-man for him.
So, how is this going to affect Wheeler?
Well, that's the thing. So the Phillies yesterday, Topper said they're considering a six-man rotation. And in theory, like without anyone's feelings, I don't mind it, right? Because it gives everyone an extra day in between. Like, if you have six quality starters, okay. But we don't have a good bullpen. Why do we need another starter when the bullpen is clearly short? It just feels square peg, round hole. Like, why don't we take one of these guys, like, you know, Ranger, and put him in the – it's just bizarre.
I tried to tell you. Ranger ain't going to the bullpen, man. You'd be better off asking Taijuan Walker to go in the bullpen.
Well, how about, you know, I'm at the point where can they put someone in the bullpen?
Well, it'll probably be Taijuan. I think this is just, this is how I think this is going to go. You go to the six-man rotation to see where Ranger is and how comfortable he is. And then as we go through this, because, you know, Taijuan Walker's going to be out there and he's probably going to have a moment. He's going to have some moments. I'm just going to call him that.
Good ones or bad ones?
I just said moments. Don't do that. I'm just saying he's going to have a moment.
He did pitch better last week than you thought he would.
He did.
Well, he danced out of trouble.
He
needed like 80 pitches for three innings.
Yeah, but the three innings thing, I kind of hit on that
you
one.
You did,
though.
Yeah. You did say six
even
runs,
though. Nostradamus didn't hit on everything, he hit on the most important. He gave you three innings. He'll probably be the one to go to the bullpen.
Okay, so you're probably right on this. I'm just wondering, why are they dancing around that being the reality? Are they waiting for him to have a really bad start
probably.
So it makes some more sense?
Well, probably.
Like, you earned your spot in the bullpen, we got to move you now?
Well, that, and you're not asking Ranger yet. You're not asking
Why not?
Him.
I just want to know what you think happens if you ask him and he says, like,
you know
is he going to say no?
He's going to look at you.
No way.
He's going to look at you. Let me tell you what he's going to do.
Okay.
Let me call my agent. And his agent's going to give you the bad news.
Okay, and then what if Dave Dombrowski says, guess what? I don't care what your agent thinks.
And then, you know, his agent's going to call and say, well, Brent Ranger's not.
And then
not
what?
Going
and then what?
There.
And
you know
then
what
he refuses?
Yeah, you know what I would say?
I don't think Ranger sits down.
How's Lehigh Valley? Stubbs and Marsh are like, and how about you stay there?
Why do y'all have to draw the hard line in the sand?
This is a negotiation. Boris is drawing the hard line?
Boris is saying, my client, if he will go, okay, here's the, okay, you want to compromise?
I'm
Boris, my client will go to the bullpen if you guarantee him to resign.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's
is blackmail.
That's a hard line
it's
by you.
It's not blackmail. I'm protecting.
It's blackmail. That's an ultimatum.
What is the agent's job, Kyle?
I don't care.
I
don't.
What's
Ranger's job?
Okay, I'm gonna since you don't care, I'm gonna tell you
anyway. What's Ranger's job?
The agent's job is to protect his client.
Okay,
correct. Ranger's in a contract year.
Uh huh. That's wonderful for him.
So
and Ranger's
he can play out his contract year in the minors. Then
I get it.
Hard lines are being drawn.
Bullpen stinks.
What is Ranger getting paid for right now?
To pitch.
Uh-huh.
He wants to be paid like a starting pitcher.
Good for him.
What has Ranger been his whole time here?
Well,
not his whole time.
But
okay,
the last
most
few
of the
years,
time here.
Starter.
Okay, so he wants to be a starter.
That's wonderful.
Who cares what he wants?
Because he wants to get paid.
It's about the team.
Is this his last go-round?
Probably.
He's a free agent.
This is his best chance to get paid.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to break it down like Willie Beeman said. I'm trying to maximize my dollars. He's trying to maximize his dollars.
Why do I care?
Because, Kyle, if we were in a contract negotiation right now, you're trying to maximize your dollars, and I would not be mad at you for that. I'm not about to sit here and say, well, Kyle, it's for the betterment of the show.
But at a certain point, doesn't my bluff get called? Like, I'm not going to start sitting out shows.
You might.
But at some point,
you might.
At some point, do the Phillies have to stop listening to Scott Boris? Scott Boris is why Taiwan Walker's here Trey Turner. Maybe we have to stop doing what Scott Boris wants.
Okay, this is the problem with that. Scott Boris has a lot of other clients that more than likely.
I get it.
You're going to have to deal.
Oh, no, I can't overpay the next tomato can shortstop that Scott Boris wants to pawn off here. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm going to piss off Scott Boris.
Whatever planet both of y'all on, I'm going to come visit one day because y'all ain't living in the real world.
But we're living. The Phillies are living it is the real world.
It's not the real world. Ranger, why do you think this conversation hasn't been had with Ranger?
We don't know that.
Okay, well, I can tell you it's probably not had. You know why? Because Ranger's in a contract year, and he's not having that. That's not happening.
To be fair to your point, it's illogical that we're here. So what's the other side? Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Ranger's
If
not
you
going
are
to
right, I'm mad at the Phillies, though.
Yeah, that's a disaster.
It is a total disaster.
Can't happen.
It's not a disaster.
Yeah, oh, no, it absolutely is.
You know how you could fix this? Give Ranger some more money.
No, I'm not giving him a dime. I'm not giving him a dime. I love how the Phillies insist they have all these starters. The bullpen stinks every night. By July, we're going to have a 7-man rotation and nobody in the bullpen. Alvarado's going to pitch in 100 games this year because nobody else is trusted out there. Meanwhile, I got a 7-man rotation. It's nuts. Let's go to the phone lines here. Bruce in D.C. What's
Bruce.
Up, Bruce?
Right.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I don't think Bruce
is
ready for
Bruce
that.
Bruce in a meeting. Yeah, he's in a meeting. What do we think Bruce does for a living?
Yeah, two separate clouds. So, and so
two
you
separate
can think
clouds.
Of it, you know,
Bruce
again,
is a businessman.
Like Disson is the big brother because Disson is all service branches.
Service branches. What do you think Bruce does here?
He works for the government.
He is in D.C. Imagine if we get government secrets spilled on WIP by accident by Bruce.
Bruce, yeah, because Bruce don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that'd be a big story. Let's quickly grab Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Aaron.
Why are we having this conversation today? I mean, who is surprised by what they're seeing on the field?
Well, no one, except maybe Dave Dombrowski.
Listen, they all through spring training, they did nothing to show that they were going to do anything differently than what they've done in the past. You know, but there's one priority with this team that Dombrowski and Middleton have to focus on. I mean, they got to do it either this season, or, you know, at the minimum, we got to do it in the off season. But you know, in terms of production and carrying the Phillies for the start of the season, I mean, Dombrowski has got to get out there, and I'm willing to do like 15 years, you know, $400 million. But we have got to get the wild pitch signed to a long-term deal.
The who?
The wild pitch.
What does that mean?
It's the most production. Thing that the Phillies have.
It worked last night. It got them a victory last night.
And before, and I mean, I think the wild pitch has more RBIs than Rojas and Sosa and Realmuto.
Well, it has the same amount of home runs as Alec Boehm. I know that. Zero.
As far as Trey Turner, mm-hmm. I mean, he's a $300 million man. And this is the problem that the Phillies have with the manager that they have in place. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, right now they need a manager who's an emotional guy like a Nick Sirianni that can go into the locker room and go into the office and close the door and say, Trey, you're going to the outfield or you're going to sit on the bench. You take your choice.
Well, Aaron, the problem is in baseball, the manager is so disposable that the player isn't. I mean, that $300 million player isn't. Topper is disposable. Most managers are very, to just get rid of them. You just move on. Aaron, I get the point. At 215-592-9494, I understand that. And I want Topper to do that, but this has got to be above Topper, right? This is a Dombrowski decision. It's an owner decision. It's a Boris probably is looped in on this, even though that drives me crazy. I mean, company man Douglas over here, that was ultimate company man stuff. Well, we heard the last 5 minutes was extreme company man stuff.
I am trying to tell you how these things work. Mm. Rangers not going to the bullpen because it's a contract year. Y'all just don't want to hear it.
That's company man
that
stuff.
That is me telling you how these conversations are going.
I still haven't gotten an answer as to what you think happens if they tell him you have to do it.
Nothing. He goes.
Right. He's not going to sit out, Kyle, but he's not pitching.
He's not pitching.
What are you talking about?
He's not pitching in the bullpen.
What is he going to do?
Hugh, if he doesn't pitch, that makes his contract worse.
He doesn't get any money.
Yeah.
See, he's not going to do that. Like, to answer your question, Kyle, I don't know what he's going to do.
I think I have an idea. He's going to do what the Phillies want him to do.
He's going to fold his arms like this and say,
And then he gets nothing. And then he doesn't get the big contract.
Lovely. It's a whole clubhouse.
We have the leverage here. Yeah.
But he has no guaranteed money after this year.
This is where I think it goes south, because you're looking at it like it just affects one individual. There's other cats in that locker room that look at that and they'll be like, well, what happens when it's my turn? Or how are they going to strong arm me?
How come they're thinking that and not thinking, how do we win the World Series?
They are thinking that.
I don't know. There's way too much when I hear the Phillies about how is he going to feel? What are we going to do this?
It's politics.
Politics?
See, this is the thing, fellas. As much as we want to think it's just about athleticism and sport, it's deeper than that. And that's the truth. It's financial ramifications for all of this stuff. And I hear what you're saying. Now, if Ranger wanted to be a trooper, he'd be like, hey, I'll go in the bullpen. But you know who's going to tell him not to do that? Because it's going to hurt your monetary status?
Boris.
But at a certain point, he doesn't have a choice.
He does have a choice.
No, he doesn't. Because, Hugh, if he sits out and refuses to do what the Phillies ask and doesn't pitch, then that's worse for him.
But this is the thing. It might affect the Phillies in the short term, but Scott Boras is a powerful agent. Do you agree with that?
No, I understand that. I'm saying this affects Ranger at the end of the day.
And that means, at the end of the day, that if Scott Boras' client, if his client feels like he got railroaded, then guess what Scott's going to do with his next client? He going to get some get back for that next client.
I understand. I just wonder
if we've
gone too far with just giving in to what the agent wants.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's politics to all of this. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth.
Well, John Middleton needs to take his baseball team back if this is what's going on. All right, 215-592.
Bryce or Scott?
Someone. I got a shortstop that can't play shortstop, and we just live with it every day. 215-592-9494. Is it time finally for the Phillies to move Trey Turner off a shortstop? We're past due. I think it has to happen now. Where do you come down and Jordan Davis, Eagles, pick up the fifth-year option? All right. Let's go back to the phones here. We have Dr. Carpio, the psychologist. Maybe he could tell us what's wrong. I don't remember us talking about booking Dr. Karp. Did you just call in? Kyle, what's going on? Dr. Karp, how are you, Dr. Karp?
Hi, guys. It's great to be with you today. Good morning, you.
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Joe, I heard your hot take for today.
Hot take.
Turner in center field. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid you've become addicted to this behavior.
What do you mean behavior? This is not a hot take. He stinks at shortstop, Dr. Karp.
Ridiculous thoughts and suggestions to mask something else.
What are you talking? You don't even know me, Dr. Karp. What are you talking? Mask what?
You suggesting Turner in center field is ridiculous, and it's a cover for what I think is a deep-seated anger and rage.
All right, you've gone off the deep end here. Doesn't make any sense.
You said Dombrowski has to admit he's wrong. Mm-hmm. You have to admit you're angry, Joe. Come on, you're angry. Kyle, can you start our music for today?
No, you got the band on before.
There we go. Just relax, Joe. Allow the tension in your shoulders to subside. Feel the tension drifting away. Hear the chimes, the tin whistle. Allow the music to soothe the anger in your soul.
All right, Dr. Karp, with all due respect here, and I'm going to really try to be respectful, you are a quack, man. What are you talking about? I'm not angry at anyone in real life. I'm angry at the Phillies.
Let it go. You need another way to manifest your frustration and deep-seated anger. You can't take these hot takes every day. You want Rojas out of center field and into the bullpen? What's wrong with you?
All right, you know what? Listen, against my better judgment, I'll play along. What do you want me to do? Like, what are we doing here?
That's it. Begin to accept the things and the people that you're angry with.
Like who? Who am I angry with, Dr. Karp? Again, you don't even know me.
Have you considered buying a motorcycle? I think it'd be good therapy for you.
No,
you're on the edge a little bit.
I can see that.
Yeah, you're going off the edge here. I think you should come back to reality. I'm not buying a motorcycle. I'm not a motorcycle guy.
Grow your hair out long. Maybe gain some weight. Didn't you used to be fat? Is that why you're a vegetarian?
I was chunky at the end of college. Husky. I wouldn't call fat.
Allow yourself to be fat again. Drop the hot take. Pick up a hot sandwich. You might do well to gain 100 pounds.
100?
Joe, you don't look good.
You don't look good either. I don't even know what you look like. It's insulting.
Nourish yourself. Grow a mustache like Kyle. Mm. Grow a belly like Hugh.
Hold up, I don't have a belly.
Grow a backbone like Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Doc, really? We're doing this now?
Look at the fat guy next to you. He's happy.
Wait a minute, hold up.
You know why? It's because he's eating bacon all day. Haven't you heard the commercials?
Bacon is good, though.
Maybe start smoking, Joe. That's it. Pick up a pack of Marlboros and a Whopper on the way home.
Smoking? That's terrible for him. I'm not going to do that. You're losing it, man. We got to let you go.
A tattoo of a minivan on your neck.
No. Why would I get a
Chevrolet Cross?
No, it's ridiculous. I'm not a tattoo guy, Dr. Karp. It's not me.
Maybe get waterboarded.
We've talked about that already.
By the way, Kyle, I don't think you're allowed to say Chinese water torture anymore.
Why not?
They prefer Eastern water torture as a softer way to describe killing.
Yeah, all right. We'll dump all that. All right, we're done here.
Work it. Start some apologies, Joe.
Apologies? Who am I apologizing to? Why?
You've hurt people.
I hurt my feelings.
But I apologize to Hugh when I hurt his feelings. Other than that, I don't hurt anyone's feelings.
Apologize to the following people: Trey Turner, Cody Parker, little Jimmy Stafford from fifth grade when you punched him in the shoulder. Mike Mamula. Glenn Macnow.
Glenn? What did I do to Glenn?
Did him dirty.
You took his job.
I did not take Glenn's job.
Forced him into retirement. Devin Caney.
Devin? What did I ever do to Devin?
Your presence offends Devin.
I think that was Hugh.
You ripped the Phillies and she has to go down there and face the music when you're not there. See how your behavior is affecting other people.
Yeah, I don't buy that. She's just doing her job. I don't think I offend him.
Our time has come to an end for this week. Again, $25 copay. We take all of your favorite Cash apps, Venmo, Zelle, Apple Wallet. Of course, cash is king. No coupons for today.
No, I'm not paying a dime for this. We didn't even invite you on. At least I didn't invite you on the show. This isn't an appointment. I'm not paying.
Let's discuss it next time. I have another session right behind you. Mr. Quinn is in the waiting
Mr. Quinn? Kyle's dad?
Oh, no. He needs this.
Well, he might. What is happening around here? Dr. Karp, no more. That's enough. We're done here. We're done with Dr. Karp. Who is
you ran
inviting
Dr. Karp?
Yes, who's inviting him on the show? I didn't ask for this.
I might have put a word.
Okay, well,
sometimes
now he's talking to your dad, which is that well, that feels like a man who could use well, you know, someone to talk to. That's a lot right there. 215-592-9494.
I don't have a belly either.
No,
I do sit ups every day. I ain't got a belly.
Who's that? How the push ups?
Could have fooled me.
The push ups. I got it. Got another strike. Push-ups, you know what? I got me the kettlebells. I've been doing the kettlebells.
Oh, kettlebells?
Yeah, got the, you know.
You do the full swings?
You mean like the
Well, you can do one-arm swings or two-arm swings.
No, I haven't done those yet. Ain't got, you know, that's a lot.
I do swings.
You do?
Yeah.
You do the kettlebell?
I like the kettlebells. I probably don't use weight as heavy as you can, but I can do some swings.
I don't go that heavy.
What do you got there?
Like 30
pounds. Oh, yeah. That's not that bad. All right, 215-592-9494. Bam! Is in Upper Darby. Bam is on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Bam, what's up?
Not much, man. I really think, you know who that Dr. Cart guy sounds like, yo?
Who?
Remember the guy, Richard from Lansdale?
We haven't heard. Richard wants to get corned beef with Hugh. We haven't heard from him in a while. Have you gotten corned beef with Richard? No, not yet. Okay.
I'm not that friendly, Joe.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, soon they'll get corned beef. Go ahead, Bam.
Yep. But, Joe, I'm with you today, man. I'm with you. Turner needs to be gone, man. I'm with you. Like he's committing too many errors out there. And Johan Rojas, it's too much, man. He's dropping too many fly balls out there. I don't know. I mean, they need to turn it around somewhere here.
Well, they need to, and they can't wait any longer, Bam. That's the reality of this. They got to make it. Every day they wait is a day they're further from the World Series. Bam, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are you ready to move Trey Turner off a shortstop? I can't do it anymore. This guy is not a championship-caliber shortstop, and I don't believe the Phillies can win a World Championship with him there. That's it. And that if you don't believe that, you can't leave him there anymore. I know someone didn't like the word process. Start the steps you need to get him out of shortstop.
That's better steps.
Take the steps necessary. I mean, I guess Dr. Karp wants me to take steps. I don't get the Dr. Karp thing. I mean,
eat a hot sandwich. Smoke some cigs.
I eat hot sandwiches. I'm not going to start. He wants me to take cigarettes and a tattoo.
Tattoo on the neck and a few heaters might do the trick.
What do you think I'm more likely to do? Start smoking heaters or get a tattoo? I think it's cigarettes, actually.
You did almost once change your name to Juan.
I did,
I could see the tattoo happening.
Yeah. And I'm not gaining 100 pounds. I mean, that feels like an unnecessary step in the wrong direction. All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, you did catch a couple strays during Dr.
I did. I caught a couple.
Yeah.
Still. It's okay, though.
It happens to all of us. Hey, please don't take his calls anymore.
Actually, I could recommend the mustache thing.
That's a porn stash.
Has it worked
Kyle.
Out for you? You feel like you're in a better place now than pre-mustache?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
The ladies like it. The guys don't. Tells me all I need to know.
They say you're morphing into Hall, just John Oates.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I'll take that.
There's worse things to morph into the Giants. All right, 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. We'll talk about Jordan Davis, the Eagles draft class, what the Eagles did, what they didn't do, and Jahad Campbell. What does he think about the injury risk, and how sure is Elliot Campbell is actually an edge, not just an inside linebacker? A lot to come with Elliot. Your phone calls on Turner on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.